Hi there. The word for today is write it down, then tear it up. In Philippians 3 verse 13, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Look, there's always got to be people who will speak ill about you. She'll never amount to anything. His parents were nothing, his grandparents were nothing, and he's got him a nothing too. The question is, who are you going to believe? God or your critics? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, and if you're a believer, this is you, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So God said that by his grace, you're going to prove your critics wrong. So you need to stop listening to the negative predictions of such people. Stop believing family members, school teachers, employers, and so-called friends who try to put you down. Turn a deaf ear to racism and sexism. Jesus said in John 8, verse 32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Renew your mind daily with the truth of God's word. You may have been abused and misused, rejected and neglected, but it's time to forget those things that are behind and start reaching for those things which are ahead. Look, when God speaks a word over your life, as far as he's concerned, it's already accomplished. It's a done deal. Now it's your job to believe what he says, start saying the same thing, and walk by faith each day as though it's a reality, and it will be. When somebody says something that leaves a scar in your heart and mind, instead of falling apart or giving in to resentment, do these three things. Number one, write it down on a piece of paper. Number two, by an act of your will, not your emotions, your will, decide to forgive them and ask God to erase the scar. And number three, tear up the paper, toss it in the garbage, and do what the Bible says, press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that's the word for you today.